It was like a click of the fingers. We were daylight and then total darkness and then total red and black. My blood literally ran cold. I thought, this is it. This is it. We are gone. We are gone. The roar of that fire was deafening. And then when it passed, all you could hear was sirens.
From the Embers, a new series sharing stories from communities affected by the 2019-2020 bushfires.
Got out of the car and the alarms were blaring over at the army base. The military were evacuating.
When those guys bog off, you follow or you're an idiot.
We'll be taking you into towns across Australia to hear what it was like when their area was threatened by fire.
It makes me feel pretty bad to think about when we lost the radio, because by that stage we were glued to the radio and we were really, really worried. And it felt like being on a little boat on a sea in the dark and you had one anchor rope and then it just disappeared, and it was terrifying to lose that connection.
We'll show you how these communities survive.
My daughter said, I don't like looking out of my window because my window looks scary. My son just answered, just look out of my window, it's beautiful on my side. And so when we drove out, the fire was behind us, so all we could see was blue sky, and it was actually a lovely day.
From the Embers, a 9-part series brought to you by the Community Broadcasting Association of Australia, supported by the Judith Nielsen Institute for Journalism and Ideas and the Paul Ramsey Foundation. Available on your local community radio station from April 21 and available wherever you get your podcasts from April 28.
From the Embers will be playing on Braidwood FM Tuesday, 21st of April at 10:30 a.m. and then each Tuesday at 10:30 thereafter.